Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we are continuing the halachas of Hadlakas Neiris. The Rambam, beginning of Reish Shama Gimel, paskins that a woman forgets to light candles 1 week, she gets a penalty, a knas, that for the rest of her life she has to light an extra candle. And the Achronim say, if she forgets twice, Chas V'Shalom, two different times, then every week she lights two more candles as a knas, as a penalty. But the Bir Halacha says, this is only if she forgets to light Neiris entirely. But if she usually lights five candles a week, and this week she forgot, she only lit three, then there is no knas, so you don't have to light extra candles the next week. Now these days that we have electric lights and the whole house is lit up, some wanted a taina that since you have shalom bayis from the lights, so maybe there's no knas. But lemaisa, the poskim, most of the poskim say there still is a knas, and the reason is because those lights weren't lit specifically l'kavod Shabbos. But the Chut Shani says that if you lit your electric lights mechuvin specifically the Kavod Shabbos, then taka, there won't be a knas. Now, it's a very good minig that for the women who light, they're not nearest, but in the dining room, they should leave the lights off and then put on those lights, the Kavod Shabbos, right before they light candles. First of all, because a lot of times the ikar light is anyway coming from the electric lights, therefore, put it on the Kavod Shabbos is something that's similar to Hadlakas Neiris Shabbos. And also will save them from any knas because they lit the Neiris, they lit the electric l'kavod Shabbos, even though we don't make a bracha on electric, we make a bracha dafka on the lights that you light. But a kaponim was done l'kavod Shabbos, that definitely is a very good minig to put on the lights in your dining room l'kavod Shabbos. Now this knas is only negeya for someone who forgets on Shabbos. But if you forget on Yontif, so then a lot of people say there is no knas, for two reasons. First of all, we don't find the knas by Yontif, and therefore don't add on our own knasis. The penalty was only said in the Ramah for Shabbos, not for Yontif. So if you get light, Hadlakas is there for Yomtiv, there won't be a knas. Number two reason given is, because on Yomtiv, if you forget, really you can light the whole evening as long as the Suda is still going, you still can light, because you light candles on Yomtiv. So therefore, it's not Shchiach to forget. And since it's not Shchiach, it's a Milsa D'loy Shchicha, and L'gazer Rabbanon, there's a concept that there's no knas when something is not Shchiach. Now what's called forgetting, and what's where there's a knas, and what's called a oinus, because the halacha is that this halacha, Ramah says, only if you forget. But let's say there was an oinus, there's something out of your control, then of course you don't have, there's no penalty, you don't have to light extra candles. So what's called the oinus and what's called forgetting? So the Paiskim speak out, if someone's very busy with his Achanas Shabbos and she forgets to light candles, there is a knas, because you're supposed to be careful. When you're praying for Shabbos, you have to keep in mind that you have to light candles. But if someone gets into a traffic jam and shows up late, or if she made a mistake, she thought Zman HaLakas Neiris was at 4:55 and it really was 4:35 and she made an honest mistake, that's also a case of a oinus. In such a case, you will not have a penalty. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat HaChav Aleph, it's talking about a certain case there. The question is, if she forgets light Neiris and it's Bein HaShemashos, which means after Shkia but before it gets dark, which is a time of Bein HaShemashos, could she get a goy to light Neiris? And the Mishnah Berurah says you can get a goy to light Neiris, but the Mishnah Berurah says you cannot make a bracha. Because since it's not your hadlaka, it's the guy's hadlaka, therefore you cannot make a bracha on that hadlaka. And that's how we paskin, if someone is a big tzar, she forgot to light Neiris, and she really wants Neiris lit, she could ask a non-Jew to light the Neiris, but she should not make a bracha. And that's only if it's Bein HaShemashos. But if it's already after Tzei Sakachavim, it's already dark, then there's no heter to ask a non-Jew to light the Neiris. Then it's Fafalin, you didn't light the Neiris, especially in a case where you have electric lights anyway, you will be able to suit anyway. You should not ask a non-Jew to light Neiris only if it's been a shmashus. And again, the Mishnah Berurah says, you don't make a bracha on that hadlaka of the non-Jew.